It's an honor to be in the presence of so many years of marriage. I didn't figure it out, but it's got to be over 1,000 years. I know that feels that way sometimes. In the end, though, it's about the love of Jesus Christ. And that's why you said yes to each other. And St. Paul, in his letter to the Philippians, but his letter to each of us today, really gives us encouragement in Christ, he says. He says, brothers and sisters, and we think of this in terms of our marriages, okay? And I'll think of it in terms of priesthood. Brothers and sisters, if there's any encouragement in Christ, any solace in love, any participation in the Spirit, any compassion and mercy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, with the same love, united in heart, thinking of one thing. Have the attitude of Christ. Have the attitude of Christ. When I have young couples come to me and they're asking me to witness their wedding, I'm touched, deeply touched, often. But I also find that they are in those rose-colored glasses moment. Y'all remember that? And we talk to them about the stuff of marriage and the encouragement in Christ, and that it's really meant to be in Christ. But you know that it's really going to have to be hand in hand, the two of them, working it out. What does that look like? And what does solace in love mean? What does it mean to have that kind of love that you can truly be an uplift for each other, a sign, if you will, of the resurrection of each other, and letting the Spirit flow in your relationship such that you are filled with compassion and mercy for each other? One of the things I know you learned right out of the gate, I had to learn it as a priest, they're the very sacred words, I'm sorry, I forgive you, I love you. That's the attitude of Christ in the end. And that's the attitude that as couples you are still called to. And to be really a sign of how Christ loves his church. And how much do he love his church? The little ones, I've asked them, you know, how much did Jesus love us? Does he love us this much? Does he love us this much? And they all say, no. They go, he loves us this much, all the way to the cross, all the way to the cross. Willing to give your lives for each other all the way to the cross is really a powerful statement to the world. I know it is to me. It's a powerful statement of letting God's love really touch you and change you and form you through your loving one another. Yes, in the good times and the bad, in sickness and in health, till death do you part, still holding hands, hopefully, and getting to the gates of heaven, you can say to the Lord, I got him here. Or, I got her here. Either way, letting that love of Christ touch you and bless you. All of that really draws us as we take on the attitude of Christ into the gospel. And we have the parable of the two sons. And Jesus is really saying that parable to the Pharisees in a big way. But he's also saying it to us. And he's really given us a wonderful description of what yes can mean and no. And of course, we know one son said yes, but he didn't go. And the other son said no, but he thought better of it and he went. Now, in your marriages, that's really quite profound. It's a profound moment. And it can sound like, yes, dear. You recognize that one? Yes, dear. But it's also an invitation to really mean, yes, dear. I was stationed in Mexico as a priest at the beginning of my priesthood, and I fell in love with the people, and of course was finishing learning Spanish, and they were very patient, very loving. There was a number of chapels we were trying to rebuild or build one way or another, and I finally figured out what the people were telling me, and so everyone I would ask to help me would say, "Sí, padre." Everybody, "Yes, father. Yes, father." Everybody would say the same thing, "Sí, padre." But there's some people that were telling me, "Sí, padre," which really meant, "No, padre." And of course, the ones that meant, "Sí, padre." And really, in many ways, that's us with one another. And when we say to each other, "I love you, and I care for you, and I'm mad as a hatter at you right now, but I still love you, and I care for you," or "I'm really hurting right now, and I need you to be with me, and I love you, and I care for you," or "I need the healing of Christ to come through you to me right now," or "Just hold my hand, please, and let the love of Christ flow through you to me." You've learned that. Some of you, it took 65 years, but you've learned it. And that's the grace of Christ. That's his love flowing into your lives. That's our yes, and that's also our no. Because with both of you, each of you, it's been a time of conversion, becoming more like Christ for each other, and letting that love speak to your family, but also to the world. It is, as I began, a great blessing. And it's an encouragement to the church, your love shared with us. You are a sign of how Christ loves his church. We pray for you, especially during this Eucharist, that you may continue to be that sign of Christ.